Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Larry Smith, Washington and Keokuk County's Emergency Management Coordinator, about National Preparedness Month. September is National Preparedness Month, and this is part one of a two-part interview.
It's that time of year again. September is Preparedness Month. And as we start to think more towards this time of year in the fall, sometimes people don't think that tornadoes are a possibility now. Is that true or false?
Well, tornadoes can happen any time of the year, usually in the spring. But, you know, last year we had tornado watches back in November.
And with severe weather always an option here in Iowa, it seems, what are some things that people need to keep in mind when it comes to preparedness?
Well, we always ask everybody to be very aware of their situation, of where they're at, you know, what's the weather going to be. You know, there's so many apps that you can get on your phone, so you get fair warning on this stuff. So we always encourage everybody to click on that stuff first thing when you get up in the morning or when you get out of the shower and before you leave home, and see kind of what the day is going, so that way you know how to plan your day, how to prepare. You know, should you take an umbrella or should you take sunscreen?
And talking about that, what are some good things people should keep in their car year-round?
Year-round, you know, you want to keep your cord for to recharge your cell phone, you know, because we always have cell phones, smartphones around. How to keep that up. Some snacks, some non-perishable snacks in your car, because we always find ourselves, I'm really hungry right now. It should be nice to have some water. Some in the wintertime, it's nice to have, you should have your jumper cables and a blanket and some kitty litter. So if you get stuck in the snow or the ice, you can sprinkle some of that down. So that's some of your very basics to have with you.
And it's hard to think about winter right now when it's so nice out. But as we start to approach November, December, when it can get pretty icy, what are some good things people should have at home and they should start kind of thinking about preparing now?
Well, you want to start working on having your furnace checked over to make sure that that's operational. When it comes time during National Fire Prevention Week, you know, change your smoke detectors, batteries. And also, if your smoke detector is more than 5 years old, replace the entire detector. And they're relatively inexpensive. You can get them in the local hardware store, which has a good stock of them. And also in your home, you know, your slips and falls to watch out for, and have some ice melt on hand and your snow shovel if you have that ability, or somebody that you can call and shovel you out, or, you know, spread some ice melt if you can't physically do it yourself.
That's been today's Washington Page about National Preparedness Month. This is part one of a two-part interview, speaking with Larry Smith, Washington and Keokuk County's Emergency Management Coordinator. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.